Street and sharing the night with Tom Smith. And I was playing my guitar. You know me, I'm so gentle. And I hear this bad sound when I hit it and knock the batteries out of the pickup. And Tom was nice enough to let me use his guitar even after he'd seen me hit mine. So I'd like to thank you, Tom, for letting me use your guitar, and thank you for all the things you do to carry on the folk tradition. Tom Smith.
Yeah. Howie, you can use my guitar any day. Oh, yeah, this is not the guitar. So next week is the anniversary of an event that took place 20 miles from a house where I grew up in northeastern Pennsylvania, where the owners of the Knox Mine dug a tunnel underneath the Susquehanna River, and they illegally and dug too close to the Susquehanna, and it crashed through the tunnels, filled the mine and all the adjoining mines, and effectively put an end to the deep mining in northeastern Pennsylvania and caused the local depression, which really influenced me growing up. And I had the deep honor of playing this song, which I wrote about the event, at the 50th anniversary at the Anthracite Heritage Museum in Scranton to members of the families of the miners who were there. You need to know just a little bit of technical language. They used a method called the room and pillar method, where they'd go in and dig out the coal and leave pillars of coal to hold up the ceiling. And then the last poor miserable souls would be told to go down there and take out the pillars and get out before it would collapse. Dead work is non-productive mining work, where they go in, they just dig out looking for coal, not actually mining coal. In January 59, I kissed my Mariana, rode down the throat of the Knox coal mine to a place that never saw sun nor shine. Under the Susquehanna, the boss sent me to the river vein. No argument, no sobbing, dodging crops and ice, no hiding place. Excuse me. The boss sent me to the river vein. No argument, no sobbing. It's not for dead work, so don't complain. Ignore the wet and cold black rain. The pillars you'll be robbing. Robert Groves called down on the company line. Get out, all miners. No reason given, take your time. We can't have panic in the mine. Go home and have your dinner. But the water rushed above my waist. My mind and body shivered. Dodging crops and ice, no hiding place. My thoughts of Mary's last embrace. No exit through the river. I saw Joe Stella on higher ground with five others on the landing for the Eagle air shaft they were bound. My choice, the shaft or to be drowned, though the shaft was long abandoned. There were 81 souls in the mine that day to navigate the hazard. 81 prayers in the dark were prayed. 69 prayers were heard that day. 12 prayers were left unanswered. 12 mining men at Knox were lost. 12,000 jobs soon followed. All lives buried who paid the cost. Our lives, our jobs, our hope were tossed by the hole they all were swallowed.
Just great. Thank you, Tom.